Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Now that you've purchased all the fine products and services mentioned in the last break, it's time to be mind-numbingly bored by these two guys, John and Lance, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios that has microphones and stuff on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yep, we got microphones and stuff, and you can have one too, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Tom was at the Astros game yesterday, an embarrassing, embarrassing showing. And I've never said this about our fan. I am embarrassed for the wave in the ninth inning, and I am embarrassed at booing Carlos Correa. Tom, you were there. Let us in on it. What'd you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good to be on with you. Full disclosure here, though. I'm in Beaumont. I'm a lifelong Twins fan. But the rest of the family is all Astros fans, so I certainly try to get over when the Twins are in town. And we get over 10 or 12 times a season, and it never fails. The wave comes up at the worst spot in the game. I was with two buddies yesterday. Great seats. We're down in 113, and the guy is six or seven rows in front of us. Two on and one out at the most important point in the game. And he needs 35,000 people to know he's there starting the wave. And, you know, Presley's had his own struggles. And I got to think, you know, as a guy that was a pitcher a little bit, it's just a distraction, you know, to hear all that going around the stadium when you're trying to close out a game after a huge grand slam from Altuve. It costs the game. It's not just a bad look, but it costs the game for the Astros.
It went. You're at the game to, I don't know. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. Especially in a crucial situation like that, you're supposed to be screaming for your team, not screaming because you're watching the fans as the wave comes around. It's distracting to the play. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Goodness gracious. We got to stop this thing. And I don't know where else they do this anymore. Honestly, is this something? But it happens every game at the Astros. But the ninth inning of a one-run game?
Yeah, I mean, I still want pitchers to get guys out. If you can't handle waves and whatnot, like, what are you going to do on the road when everyone's standing and making a bunch of noise?
That's better. You know what? That is so much better than your home fans.
So you're telling me that the wave,
caring about doing the wave,
you're telling me that the wave was actually rocking
instead of cheering and screaming. That's exactly it.
Well, you should be on your feet standing.
You should be on your feet standing and screaming at that batter.
Yeah.
Not.
I didn't see it, so I'm not. You know, I wasn't there, so I didn't see it. I don't know. Was the whole stadium? Most times, I see the wave trying to get going. It's killed off by an entire, like, there's entire. Entire sections that kill off the wave. Like, it doesn't really get going. It just gets going in one general area. So I didn't know if it was that big. Was it really that big a deal?
Yeah. Apparently, yes. Huh. It was that big a deal. It's stupid. Stop doing it. Let's stop
just
doing it.
Cheer, just cheer and
I've
make noise.
Hated the wave, though. I've always hated the wave. I'm sorry. I've always hated the wave. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Did you see this? From Aaron Wilson of KPRC, that the Texans are looking at an extension for Titus Howard. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, it's okay, the Chiefs moved the right tackle bar to $20 million per year for Juwan Taylor, and Lane Johnson subsequently topped it. Howard could take aim at the five-year $87.5 million deal the Broncos handed Mike McGlinchey.
I'd go for that if I were his agent. I wouldn't pay it if I'm the
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't pay it, and I don't even know if he's good enough that I would give him that level of extension. I'd have to really think about it. I'd wait until about halfway through the season and see if I'm comfortable with it. Because I don't, to me, his level of play is not something that you, his level of play is not something, just trust me, you can find that level of play for a lot cheaper. If you make it a priority to go get a tackle on next year's
draft.
Well,
you're going to have to do that then, but it's going to have to be a first rounder.
Yeah, you can get it first or second. I don't think Titus Howard's play is first round play necessarily. I think it's more second round play. I think he's fine. I don't think he's special.
But you want it to be with what you hope is your franchise quarterback for the future going forward.
Right.
You've got a premier running back, which you think you have.
Right.
You've tied up Shaq Mason. You've got a rookie center in Scruggs. You've got a guy you hope with a first round pick. He's a 15th overall pick. And you put a lot of money, I mean, the most money of any left tackle into it. You want this offensive line to be solidified.
But just because you pay somebody a lot of money doesn't mean it's solidified. It's the same player who made less money now makes more money. I think that's my whole point. You've got to pay a lot more for this guy. I would actually go cheaper at tackle. I'd draft it. I'd work off a rookie contract, and I would add a free agent somewhere else where I would spend some money at another position, maybe wide receiver, maybe defensive line. But to me, I think you can find a tackle who can play it at I watch a lot of these guys, and I watch Titus Howard. I think you can get a Titus Howard-level player in the draft within the first 40 picks to play right tackle.
Well, that's a question, too. Are you allocating all of this capital, by the most expensive left tackle, a first, a 15th overall pick, a high pick on Scruggs, a Shaq Mason who you just extended? Do you want to put premier money for a right tackle?
Right.
I mean, you are allocating most of your capital to your offensive line.
And they
line,
better play like
which
it.
Which isn't a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing as long as you get a top three offensive line out
that's
of
right.
it. But just because you pay a guy a bunch of money doesn't make Titus Howard better. You know, in Pro Football Focus, if you care about his grades, which a lot of people seem to care about Pro Football Focus grades, it's down there. It's not up there. It's not in the top 20. It's lower. It's much lower. I want to say he's like 38th or something like that out of all the tackles.
Well,
There's two starting tackles.
Of course, Pro Football Focus graded offensive line.
We
can't talk about both sides of our mouth because we don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you care
know,
about that.
You know Pro Football Focus is
if you care,
offensive line-wise. Your dad has said, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, if you care about all that stuff. I think in a general sense, they're not bad. I think there's some specific games and things like that where there is a plus-minus for success. But you can look at their grades and think, okay, in a general sense, compared against everyone else, you can do that. For me, I tend to stay away from their grades on the college level. Pro, maybe it's a little different. College, I don't pay a whole lot of attention. Although good players typically have good grades. Bad players don't. But I'll just say this. I don't think watching Titus Howard every week that he plays at a level that is going to be better than a replacement level for a top 50 pick, top 40 to 50 pick at offensive line. You're cheaper at right tackle. You're expensive at center. You know, you can draft a guy who actually is as good as Titus Howard, but he costs a lot less, then take that money and reallocate those funds to a position like pass rush, defensive line, you know, linebacker, something where it can have a bigger impact. I don't think that Titus Howard is not the type of player where, like, what are you going to do if you don't have Titus Howard? It's finding a top-notch left tackle like Tunsil, that's different. But finding a guy who is a solid right tackle, especially when you have draft picks, yeah, I know you gave up a first, but you still have Cleveland's first rounder. You could end up trading that back and adding another pick, and you can go get a tackle that can play at the level of Titus Howard. It's definitely doable. I can show you people around the league. So I would not lock into Titus Howard into making him one of the most highest paid right tackles. To me, that's a Bagwell deal. I'm not doing it.
Well, I would love to see next draft.
That's lazy.
You wouldn't have to. You mean you've gone and you spent the defense big capital on defensive line and offensive line the last two drafts. I would really like to see some difference makers on the outside.
Right.
I would really like to see some talented skill position guys as opposed to spending it on the trenches. If in fact you could tie up Titus Howard in that off, you got to see how he plays. I don't think you can do this now, do you?
No,
I know.
I would never do it now.
You got to see how he plays this year.
No, I would
how
never
this
do
line
it
message meshes.
That's how I am. I would not do it now, and I think you have to wait and see how things. How things translate in a season, because You can don't just think, well, this is as good as we're going to be. Man, if you can evaluate talent, you can. This is the way good teams operate. You let a guy go who you think, yeah, he's fine for us, but we don't want to give him that second. That second contract is tough. It's really limiting. And if you've got a pair of bookends that are going to cost you that much, they better be one of the top. They better be top three combo in the league. And I don't know if you can say that due to Tytus Howard. I think it's Howard's fine, but I just think you can get his level of play. Within 2 years, you get his level of play for substantially less,
mm-hmm.
and that money goes somewhere else.
At his segment, oh, Gilbert's on the line. We're going to get him on the other side if he's awake. This segment is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue Smoked Wings. If you haven't tried them yet, I love the Greek wings. Listen, I think the Greek wings are as good as any wings in this city. I'm not just blowing smoke. I get them well done with the fries and the Greek fries over there. It's as good a bar food while you're watching games that you're going to have. The smoke, other people smoke, swear by the smoked wings. Swear by them. Love them. And so I'm the fried Greek wings guy. You can be the smoked wings guy all at Damaris Barbecue. It's on 18th Street right there on 610. Let's go. Aqueduct Plumbing is what you and I are talking about now. And you just got to have the phone number in your phone. You have to have the phone number in your phone. 281-488-6238. Because Aqueduct Plumbing they're there when you need them. And they're so unbelievable. You call up, it doesn't matter. You know, Lance and I both speak for them, so they're fantastic. But I had a buddy call them and say, "Listen, I gave him the number. I've got a problem. I got a leak." Man, they were at the house. They detected it. They found it. They stopped the leak, because it can be disastrous if you have a leak for any amount of time. You could lose your floors. You could lose your walls. I mean, there's all kinds of horrible stuff that can happen. You need somebody that's going to be there. That's going to come to your home absolutely free, not charge you just to show up.
Yeah, they don't charge you to show up. The charging you to show up means they now have the leverage on you to do the work, because you lose that money if you go with someone else to do the work. And so they got you, and they can charge you whatever they want. That's not the case. That's the first sign that you got something is not going on right. When you got the good people over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company, they are going to come out there and tell you this is what's going on. And if you'd like to use this, you can. If you want to go in a different direction, that's fine. But you can trust that what they find is what is going on. And number two, their prices are going to be very fair. Make sure that you have our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company working for you. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 in the studio with the candlestick.
Flames on the side of my face, breathing.
The Kings are on the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one. Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio. Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Thank you, Spencer. We appreciate that. That was a little, the Kings of Sports Radio. That was a little. You know who's the king? It's Gilbert. He's the champ. He's the champion. You know, I'm going to tell you this. He may not be off. You see where Detroit is in the standings? The Tigers?
No.
They're up there in second.
No one was talking Detroit Tiger baseball where I was in Europe.
Nobody was? Well, guess what? The Detroit Tigers are right there vying for, it's still May.
Yeah, right.
Right. But they are up there. And who predicted that the Detroit Tigers were going to win the title this year? Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Gilbert did, right here on this show. Gilbert knows all. He predicted you to die in 2027.
No. I know he did.
Oh, you just fell off the wall.
Oh, my.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Gilbert.
What's up, Gilbert?
Hey, how you doing, Gilbert?
Not so good. Astros lost yesterday.
What happened?
Yeah, Astros lost yesterday.
Yeah, that was terrible, wasn't it, Gilbert?
Yeah, well, it was a press leak.
He just blew his... Yeah, he didn't look good, did he? He just didn't.
I think the Twins going to take the series, probably. Win Wednesday, probably.
You think they're going to win Wednesday? Not tonight, though, huh?
No, the Astros are.
The Astros are. Yeah. Anyway. That was a little disappointing. I bet you were. I bet. What? Now, did you see Altuve's grand slam?
Yeah, I fall asleep when I went in there anyway.
You fell asleep during Altuve's Grand Slam?
Yep.
Wow, that's a bad time to fall asleep.
Well, Gilbert, that's exciting. Man, that's amazing you could sleep through a Grand Slam.
Yeah, well, I stayed up all day yesterday anyway.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I don't feel so good anyway.
You don't feel so good? What's the matter?
I'm just tired anyway. Yeah. Long weekend holiday.
Are you getting enough exercise?
Not really.
Well, yeah, that's a real key. It's you would think it's counterintuitive, but the more you exercise, the more energy you're going to have.
Yeah, Gilbert.
You're going to have to get some exercise. Can I suggest an exercise routine for you?
What?
Disc golf. You go out, you get some discs. Disc golf.
Now you get
they're like smaller frisbees.
It's
you go
frisbee,
buy them,
Gilbert. You don't want to play that.
You can get some at Dick's Sporting Goods or Academy, and you just go to different courses. They're free. And
Sun
you,
and Ski?
They don't have them at Sun and Ski.
They don't?
That I know of.
They might.
That I know of, actually. Yeah. I don't know that he's allowed there. But and then you throw them. What do you think about that? And then you go try to get it into a basket.
No, I don't think so. I might stay home.
All right. What about pickup basketball? Half court, though. Two on
twos. No, too dangerous out there now anyway.
Yeah, it is dangerous out on the court. All right. What about this? How about co-ed softball? Men and women playing softball together.
No, I don't like to go out there. You might get killed, something like that.
Anyway. I don't know that you'll get killed at a softball
game.
Yeah,
I don't want to take no chance. I like to stay home. Be safe anyway.
Nothing more dangerous than a softball game, man.
He's not taking chances.
I mean, why do you want to put his life in danger?
All right, what about this?
What is wrong with you? Why are you putting Gilbert's life in danger softball game?
I'm trying to let him compete. I'm trying to let him get some activity in his life, some physical activity. Let me think of somewhere you won't get killed. Have you thought of roller skating?
No.
There's a rink still out off of Derry, Ashford. You probably know all about it.
No, I don't know about that.
How about ice skating in the Galleria? Anyway. You actually could get killed there, so I don't want you to go there. Not on the weekends, Gilbert. It's too dangerous.
I like to say I'll be safe anyway, you know.
Yeah, that's safe.
But that whole exercise thing, Gilbert, I don't know that reading is really going to get you there.
Inside of your house, I don't know if you're going to get a proper amount of. Well, you thought about doing push-ups?
Yeah. Have you done any push-ups lately?
A what?
Push-ups.
A little bit, you know, not much.
So how about dancing? Yeah, when you're listening to Heidi Ho
Princess. Yeah, why don't you get some of your music going, whatever songs you like, and how about just doing some general dance moves?
No, that's I don't like dancing anyway.
Let's hear.
Listen to this.
So listen, this makes me dance.
Me too. You get a foot tap going? And that's the one you like. That's not the remastered version. That's your version.
No, I like Craig Scott music.
Isn't that him?
No.
No.
That's Craig Scott.
No, it's not.
That's Greg Scott, his brother.
No, I don't like Craig Scott's brother anyway.
You don't like Craig Scott's brother? What did he do to you?
Listen to how that's the jam.
Gilbert, maybe a little dancing, and you know what? You'll get your energy up.
You're not going to get in.
You're going to keep being tired.
That's not exercise, Gilbert.
You're going to keep being
eating
tired.
Eating cheesy puffs on the couch while you're watching whatever station you're watching.
You're going to keep being tired.
That's some exercise, though, Gilbert, when he watches his tapes, his old tapes.
That's about it anyway.
What's that? What'd you say?
Go wait till football season. I might get active probably.
Yeah, football season. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of exercise, I think. I don't know. Gilbert, get back out there on your bike. Where's your bike?
Next time I ride a bicycle, I'll fall on my bicycle, you know. I did a couple of times. I'm going to do it again anyway.
Oh, yeah? Dang it.
Anyway, you
do
anyway.
It seems like there's any way out of this. No exercise.
No, I can't think of. I can't.
We're running out.
Have you ever had What about sit and be fit? I remember that, where you sat down, that older lady who would do the towels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? And you would touch your feet. Huh?
Do you know that woman that sat on the chair and she did? She had a towel and she would.
She would wear stocks. She would wear pantyhose with her, like, outfit, her leotard or whatever.
I thought Gilbert enjoyed that.
She's a little older, though.
Yeah.
But did you ever see that, Gilbert? You can do different workouts from a chair? What about that? That's safe. You're in your house. You're sitting down, but you're still doing exercise. That's as good as we can get for you, buddy. Will you do that?
All right, then. Well, talk to you later, then, okay?
Okay.
Well, nothing we can do about this. This guy used to ride his bike like a maniac. He would ride it to everywhere. Do you remember that? Well, he would take buses, too.
Yeah, well,
he knew the bus schedule. Brought the bike with him.
And they put it on the front of the bus.
But, yeah, he was an active bike rider.
But then it got stolen. Remember who stole it?
I didn't see. I know who Gilbert accused of stealing it or thought stole it.
Accused. I think more accused is the
thing. Yeah. I don't know if he ever even knew.
So, anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in. But Gilbert outsmarting us again. We tried everything we can to get him, to get a little exercise. And
he won't do any of it.
Yeah.
Not one single thing. Well, I didn't know how dangerous it was out there doing all those different things.
Yeah, absolutely. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN. Do you have this umpire thing?
Oh, burner account?
No, that Eric one. Nelson? Yeah, there's another. That's another one.
Which one?
No.
Want to talk about Eric Nelson being. When we come back, I want to talk about Eric Nelson, too, because Eric Nelson is an NBA ref. Who's being investigated by the league for having at least one and maybe more burner accounts. And I want to talk about. I get what he was doing the league didn't like, but was it really all that bad? We'll get into that, because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is something you can't do.
Well, for people don't know, Eric Nelson was found to have a burner account. People investigated because this account kept defending Eric Nelson.
Yeah. Well, and other officials.
Exclusively.
Actually, and no, other NBA
refs.
Yeah.
Other NBA refs. And it seemed to be, a little suspicious that this account, that's all it did was defend this referee and other referees. And it turns out it was an NBA referee's burner account.
Yeah.
And is that such a bad thing? On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I need to talk about HRMP. Somebody said, now, John, you were suspended. Now David Gow will say, and it was Granato. But we weren't suspended. It was called a vacation. Why does everybody? I don't understand people. Here's the deal: there are real HR issues in companies, right? And you have to deal with those. I'm not one of those. Surprisingly, I am not one of those people that HR has had to deal with here at Gow Media. Here's the deal: is you may have some HR issues, and if you do have HR issues, you want somebody that's able to handle those, that knows the laws, that knows how you should go about handling it, as opposed to just willy-nilly going after people, firing people, or suspending people without doing it the right way. And if you there's plenty of businesses that have lost big time because they didn't handle it the right way. You need an HR company. You don't know how to handle this if you're on your own. Done well, which is what we do. Get your payroll done perfectly every single time. Get your taxes done perfectly every single time so you don't get fined for Affordable Care Act offenses. You need somebody that's going to handle all of this stuff and do it perfectly. That's what we have. And you can have it too. All you need to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on terrestrial radio or our app or our stream, or our Twitch, or our boat.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
You're on the ESPN 97.5 boat.
I'm the king of the world on a boat like Leo. If you own the show, then you show not me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John Zerline and Lance Zerline on ESPN 97.5 and 92 Zerline.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, this Friday we're going to, oh, I don't think they're going to have little frisbee baskets there.
Where?
Oh, at T-Box, Texas.
Oh, we going?
We're going Friday.
Oh, nice.
They got golf simulators. We're going to play. It's in League City. Next to Dell's house. We can all go to Dell's house after.
Do they have disc golf simulators?
They don't have
any. Can you imagine if they had both?
Right. You could play a park in here. You could play a park in Beaumont.
Yes.
Or you could play a park in Green
Colorado
Bay.
And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because all of them are so different.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah, do you really want to go down this? I could eat up a whole segment here talking about how hard it is to play like on the side of a mountain in Colorado. It is really hard, actually.
It's no one cares. So we're going to be there on Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. T-Box, Texas. It's in League City, which is right by Dell's house. After the show, we all go over to Dell's house and maybe have some cupcakes or something. Cookies and Dell.
You know where we don't go? Heartbreakers.
No.
I don't know if there's even Heartbreakers out there still.
Remember the coach that took his Little League team to Heartbreakers?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I would have done that.
He's like, it's a joke. I was just
thank
out in the parking
God
lot.
I knew about that before I decided where our Little League team was going. Anyway, so we're going to be there. Go find out for yourself at tboxtexas.com and come play with us. Come play. You know what I want us to do? We'll have a tournament. All day long from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., everybody gets to play the same course with the same conditions and see who scores the best.
Oh, that'd be
and have
cool.
A big prize.
How do you do the putting?
You do it right. No, you putt. You putt as well, yeah.
But you got different lengths of putting.
Yeah, right. So you have to hit it harder up this thing, and it knows how fast the ball is
so
going
no
and whether it would
there.
Get to the hole. No.
Oh, okay.
It goes up a ramp into and then come. Yeah. No. It can.
The whole thing.
But
is
it done. Does measure how fast it's going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can. You absolutely putt. Yeah, that would be. I want to get this going. Daniel, let's go. Catherine, let's go.
Do you?
Let's get one course, same conditions, and everybody can play it all day long, and we see who's the best, and we'll have a big prize for him at the end.
Right. Right. Yeah, that would be cool. So let me ask you, so Eric Nelson, just getting to the NBA referee first. So this guy who had his own burner account, and he was defending not just himself but other referees. I don't think there was anything salacious he said, but just a burner account because he clearly was on Twitter, didn't like some of the things he was reading, saw some things that he thought was inaccurate, and was trying to defend. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to do that. I'm sure a lot of people have burner accounts. I do not have a burner account. At the end of the day, I don't really care. I'll just argue with you as me. I don't care. But so they don't want this to happen, obviously, because referees are not allowed to make comments on games. They're not allowed to comment. So that's a burner account breaks that rule. Is it crazy, though, that somebody wants to defend themselves because they think stuff is not fair or inaccurate or whatever? It's not crazy, but I see where the league says, look, you're not supposed to be able to, and
why?
Even if you're not Eric Nelson.
I don't understand why this is such an egregious offense.
Because you're not allowed to comment. There is one referee who can comment on that, or the association, they have somebody who comments. You're not allowed to comment on it. There's a voice that can comment.
But in any way, shape, or form, is this something that is...
It doesn't affect gameplay.
No, it doesn't affect games.
Doesn't affect gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I don't think there should be, like, when you hear about it, okay, but at the end of the day, is this really going to make a huge difference? Give him a slap on the wrist and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a big deal. Now, what did you, and it's still going to keep happening, people just won't know. You might want to make some other comments, though, to trick people. It was like Bradley Cundiff or something, or Brant Cundiff or something like that.
Yeah, right.
If somebody goes down, if they start looking at your defending referees and they look at your timeline and all you do is defend referees, they're going to know something's up. So you might want to say something about, man, I hope the Red Sox lose. Man, I can't stand it. Like, don't say anything about basketball. Man, this DeAndre Hopkins, I hope the Bills get him. Just throw something in there to throw people off the mix.
Something.
Off
anything.
The scent.
Yeah, anything. Anything at all. Well, this happened in a – listen to this. This happened in a Marlins game, right? So there was a ground ball to the pitcher –
Yeah.
He throws home, and then the catcher throws down to first base.
Okay.
Very simple double play.
Yeah.
Very simple double play. Here's the sound from the announcers.
Now, home plate umpire C.B. Buckner.
Wait. Okay, so this is where, that's where it starts, right? So the out was at first base. Here is the ump who's got a hot mic.
He's got a hot mic over
the stadium. Go ahead.
Now, home plate umpire C.B. Buckner had a really good
Miami's
look at
challenging
it.
The out call at home plate.
But the Marlins are going to challenge that.
They got their heads up their ass.
He had a hot mic on. So now here is the result.
And obviously a crucial play in this ball game if it gets overturned, and they'll need the evidence to overturn that call.
Go ahead. It's the second one. Okay. He had to go. Yes, the call has been overturned. The catcher never had his foot on home plate. So the umpire, who's the home plate umpire, is behind home plate, calls him out, throws the first base. Miami's challenging the call. Miami's got their heads up their ass.
And then he ends up being wrong.
And then he was wrong.
Oh,
and
my
then he was
God.
Wrong. They looked at it, and I know he's watching it up on the big board and goes, oh, crap. He never touched home plate.
It's kind of like when I told somebody, yeah, it ain't going to be C.J. Stroud. The Texans select C.J. Stroud.
What?
Like a redo. At least I tweeted out, if they do draft Stroud, I guarantee you they're coming up for a trade, because I knew that was the only way they go Stroud is if they were still going to get Anderson. But, yeah, it's the same thing. Wait, they've got their heads up their ass. They're definitely not going Stroud. Texans select Stroud. What?
What?
Yikes. Even after the argument?
Yikes. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about this A's series for a minute.
Well, let's talk about the Astros deleted tweet first.
Yeah, right.
Chris Rose reached out to me. And Chris Rose, the guy who does some NFL Network stuff, but he also is MLB. Chris Rose, you've seen him. He was on Best Damn Sports Show on Fox Sports FX, or whatever
Chris
it was.
Rose on before.
We've had Chris Rose on before. Oh. He worked for MLB Network full-time. He worked for NFL Network part-time. And he reached out to me saying, hey, do you know this guy? And it was like a radio host here is his Twitter account. And he's like, this guy's this, that, and the other. And Chris Rose was not happy about something the Astros tweeted out, that they said 10 runs in front of 10.
So Yordan Alvarez is homer.
Yeah.
It's a seventh home run in the game.
At Oakland.
And the Astros tweeted out, their account tweeted out, 10 runs in front of tens of fans.
Now, that was an accurate tweet.
It was accurate. There were tens of fans.
It was an accurate tweet. But I think that, and Chris Rose said something like, hey, I don't know even what he said, to be honest with you.
Chris Rose said, it seems to be a fan base that is down, and the Astros are piling on. He said, I can't stand behind this. You're punching down on a fan base that's down right now.
Well, okay. And they're about to lose their team.
Yeah.
They're going to lose their team to Las Vegas. I get it. I mean, I get what Chris Rose is saying. It was the Astros deleted it.
Yeah, they ended
the Astros account decided, maybe Major League Baseball may have reached out and said, hey, this is a little much.
Well,
about another.
We don't know. Or maybe the Astros just felt like, yeah, maybe this is a little bit harsh.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But they ended up deleting it.
Yeah, they ended up deleting it. But Chris Rose got piled on by Astros fans. And quite frankly, you know, when the Astros were down, I don't know that anybody was piling on the Astros because we didn't really pay any attention to the Astros when they were losing 100 games a year.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think anyone was. I don't know. You're right. I don't even know if anyone piled on the Astros.
But this seems to be a trend with organizations. I know the Orioles are doing this a lot.
Social media accounts are getting. They got a ton of edge.
They're getting saucy.
It started off with there was maybe the Sharks, the San Jose Sharks account was one of the very first ones that had – like a ton of edge. And then Wendy's account is known for this. Now a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when they had the horse head, the horse and the toy gun.
He got fired
for that from the Rockets.
Yeah.
Now everyone's got like. Some of it is borderline, but a lot of it's pretty good roasting material. Like, they're pretty good at roasting
accounts. No.
I'm getting roasted by the Pittsburgh Steelers Instagram account.
Well, you should.
Because
but
they take anything negative and any of my weaknesses on any of their players on their, you know, and they found that they have success. So now they do this all the time. Any scouting report where I have a weakness at all, they'll show one play that looks good and like, oh, at Lance Zierlein, and then I have Steelers fans come on my Instagram account. Like, now, one of them was I wasn't as high on T.J. Watt, and he's obviously become a great player. So that was their first one. They had all this success. Well, now they're looking at other players, and one of them was what's his name from Georgia, the wide receiver who just came out.
That just came out?
Yeah, no, the one that they had last year. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'll remember it here in a second. George Pickens.
Yeah.
I'm like, right on him. What are y'all doing? Y'all can't be putting this. I feel like coming out and saying, hold on. What y'all think you're right on this? You show me where Pickens is balling out right now. Like, y'all need to slow down with trying to roast me, because let's wait on this Pickens thing. That's what I want to say, but I'm like, all right, I can't say anything. That's where I got to get a burner account.
Yeah, you need a burner
account. That's where you get a burner account.
Yeah, he could be Zance Learline.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? Right.
Exactly.
That's what you should do. Anyway, the people were all, guess what? There were tens of fans there.
Yeah.
This is the worst organization. The A's are the worst organization in baseball history. In baseball history right now. They are on pace to lose more games than any team ever. It's pitiful. The organization is pitiful. It has been pitiful for years. The fan base is pitiful. They're leaving because how pitiful it is in Oakland. What? And you're going, you hurt my feelings. Shut up. There were tens of people there. There were tens of people there. And guess what, Astros? Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep piling on these people.
Pile on.
Do what?
You're a no wave, but pile on.
Yeah, okay. No wave.
Well, I mean, you could look at it this way. Look, honestly, the Astros you don't think A's fans had stuff to say about the Astros? Every fan base has talked trash about the Astros. So it could be one of those things where my name's Paul, and that's between y'all. I'm not in this.
The Astros obviously got in and deleted. Disappointing that you deleted that, Astros. Keep that same energy.
No one keeps the same energy.
No, you can't.
No one keeps same energy for the cheating Yankees. They can't. It's like, how many days in a row have we gone before the Yankees?
By the way, that was another thing. Garrett Cole, after Herman, Garrett Cole can't pitch anymore.
Rocked. Yeah, after all the checking. Garrett Cole, I'm starting to figure out, is Garrett Cole's as good as the stick on his hand.
That's it.
That's how good he is.
That's how good he is. You know how good Chastain Ford is? They're the best. I love Chastain Ford. You'll love Chastain Ford, because Chastain Ford is going to get you that Ford car or truck or that pre-owned vehicle. And listen, they can get you the best in financing as well on pre-owned vehicles, especially gold certified. It's unbelievable what they can do for you when you got a gold certified, and they got plenty of them on the lot. If you're looking for the best way to get into any vehicle whatsoever, you got to see my friends over at Chastain Ford. That starts at the top with the philosophy of the Chastains. Let's get everybody in that vehicle that we possibly can at the best price that we possibly can, at the price that they won't be choking on, the price that they like, and let's not add anything on to make more money. Other dealerships, by the time it's all said and done, how did that turn out to be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 more than we had originally agreed on? Because they're adding on, they're marking up, they're doing all kinds of things that just suck. You don't want that in your dealership. You're looking for that Ford. It doesn't matter what Ford car or truck it is. They're not adding on. They're not marking up. It's not what they do. They never will at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude, totally. Italy.
Getting money ain't no to me. No to me. I'm
ambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
I am not the godmother of footwear. What the? Okay. That's what Art thinks. We could. Okay. Jerks. I didn't know Spencer was going to be a jerk. Oh, my God. Godmother of footwear. And you're the. I don't forget what he said. He wasn't flattering for you either, pal.
Did they say he was a preeminent draft expert? Or a numbers guy?
No, he didn't say anything like that. He didn't say anything like that.
Oh, I was using the bathroom. Those would have been accurate. We've got a number for Gilbert. I just don't know that I want to call him. We could call.
Well, you could, you don't call him from your cell phone.
No, God forbid.
No. What's the matter? Why do we need why do we need to call Gilbert?
Let's just check.
What's the matter? No, no. You what? What are you doing? Why are you calling Gilbert? Why are we? I need to know.
Huh? Oh, I'm on
yeah,
Twitch?
Yeah.
Even if I'm not, even if my mic's not
yes,
on?
Yes, your mic is still on Twitch. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
Do not do it. Those people having Gilbert's number? No, we don't need that in our lives.
No, we don't need those people.
We certainly don't need those people. 703-780-3776. If you've got any issues whatsoever for over the last week or
all right, so before we get to that, a lot of people may have came in late. So John, I was out of town. Last week I went to Amsterdam for about 3 days, Madrid for a day, which, you know, I could have just not done that. We went and saw our good friends over who are living in Sevilla for the year, our friends from Belize, McCool and Kelly. And so stayed there for about 4 days and then London for a day before we came back from London. In Amsterdam, I did go. I told my wife, I said, look, you're going to have to hang. Because we went to Amsterdam because there was the Vermeer exhibit. And Vermeer is an artist who's really, really talented. 28 pieces of art are there. My wife homeschools my daughter, and they're really into Vermeer. And so she wanted to bring Maddie with us over to Europe. And I said, okay. She wanted to go to Amsterdam first. And I'm like, okay, because I'm not getting to escape the Puritan in Europe, but okay. I said yes. And it was great. And I really enjoyed that, really enjoyed Rembrandt, Van Gogh. We went and saw a lot of great artists, and it was really great. I mean, it is a bike fest in Amsterdam. Thousands and thousands of bikes on racks all over the place. The bike lanes
are insane.
It's the same in Belgium. Yeah, the bike lanes are insane. You will get hit if you are not careful. The bike lanes are, it goes bikes one, people second, cars are last, and they just have to deal with it. And there's certainly not as many cars at all, just a lot of walking. But you know, one of the rules when you go to the red light district, and I didn't go at night when it would have been popping. I wanted to see what that looked like. I went during the day just to say I went down there. And so my wife and Maddie were somewhere else looking at art or whatever. And one of the rules is you don't take pictures in the red light district. There's no photos. What goes on red light district, and it's legal. You don't take photos. No. I knew the rule. You don't take any photos. And so this one woman, middle-aged woman, she's kind of a mom type. I don't know where she was from. She was from the States or where she was from. There's no telling in Europe. You have no idea where anyone's from. But she's like, so down the alleyway, so the front windows of the big buildings were not full of, they're like windows where the girls are in there, the rooms, yeah. And then you can negotiate prices or whatever. But so anyway, you go down this alleyway, and that's where the girls were out. It was the lunch shift.
Yeah. Right?
It was kind of the lunch
it's
shift.
Like the,
they're like, here, it's lunch shift.
Yeah,
it's not
here.
As busy. Yeah,
strip
exactly.
Club here,
it's not as busy. Now, it was like surprisingly, you know, they weren't bad, you know, viscerally. But you walk down this alley, and you're just walking to the next street in this alley, and all of a sudden, whoa, okay, this is where the people are, you know, the women are. And they're in the things, their doors are shut, but they can open it and negotiate with you or whatever. And this woman... So the first time you walk down the alley, you're like, because everyone's trying to make the eye contact with you. You're like, don't, you know what, you know, you be careful not to make eye contact because then down goes the John Granato poster. But So I got a good story for you. So anyway, this lady tries to take a picture down the alley, and all of a sudden this girl comes out of her room. She goes, "You're not supposed to take pictures here." And the lady goes, "I'm just taking a picture." I don't even know what she was saying. She was just pointing down the alley. She goes, "I don't give up. Get the You're not supposed to take pictures." And she turned to take a picture again, and the girl ran out of there and grabbed her by the hair and pulled her backwards and then ran, scurried back in there and shut the door. And, like, everyone's sitting around like, what the hell's going on? They told you not to take pictures. Like, it's just a known thing. You just know it. And that lady, that woman realized, oh, I'm not supposed to take pictures. So then we're walking down the street. Well, not we. I'm just walking down the street. And you got all these shops with all these, you know, Cindy's type shops, right? Adam and Eve, whatever. They're all over the place. And there's obviously coffee shops, which sell no coffee in Amsterdam. They're cafes if you want coffee. Coffee shops sell no coffee. I'm like, this is a tremendous amount of weed smell coming out of this coffee shop. So anyway, I couldn't find a single espresso in there. So, and then you have mushroom shops. And this is what I was telling you. The mushrooms, they got mushroom shop where they have packages of mushrooms. And these mushroom shops, they have like scouting reports on them. And they'll have like 8 different types of mushrooms. And it has 5 different, it has energy. And I wanted to take a picture out to show you, but I can't take a picture. So it's got like, it's got visions or illusions, whatever. It's got energy level. It's got philosophical introspection. It's got mellowness, and it's got something else. There's 5 different ones, and it's 1 through 5 stars. So one might have like visions, 1.5 mushrooms. Then another one might have 5 mushrooms. There's one that has a Hawaiian name. It's like 5s across the board. And it gives you a detail. This is good if you want to just sit and meditate, and it will open up, unlock your passages of your brain to be able to contemplate things you never have. It gives you scouting reports on mushrooms.
Which one did you get?
I didn't get any.
What's wrong?
I didn't need, I don't need, I have enough issues with my brain.
Oh my God.
Plus, I don't want to get arrested.
You don't want to open up your mind.
I don't want to get arrested.
You don't want to open up your mind.
I was working from country to country back into this country. So anyway, but walking down the street, all of a sudden, you know, you can look at the girls or whatever, but if you linger, they're expecting you to, hey, make an offer. So that's why you don't look. And all of a sudden, I have this one girl, and I just mind them all. I'm just walking. All of a sudden, I hear tapping from the thing, and it's this big girl, and she's looking apart. She goes, she's pointing down at me, and she goes, she's pointing a little snort. She's like, "You want to do a little toot of coke?" She's like, "Going, come on." She goes,
"What
did you tell
her?"
She waves me up like, "Come party." I'm like, "I'm supposed to be somewhere looking at art. I'm supposed to meet my wife and daughter. They don't think they would like it if I did that with you."
Some blow? Really?
Come on up here and do some blow and let's do some things. Like, I can't. And I just got to get moving. I got to get out of here before my daughter finds out. And my daughter told me to just go have relations with a prostitute because I was looking too much. She found out prostitution was legal in Amsterdam, which she was not happy about that. Then, and, you know, Madi is the – she's the Puritan.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore. She saw me looking like I was really pointing out, like, ooh, look at that. But, like, just messing with her of a Rubens painting. You know, they're a little
porn.
They're a little juicy.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And she started getting so mad. She goes, "You may as well just go have you know what with a prostitute if that's what you're going to be looking at while your own wife is here." Like, oh my God. Like, really? We're literally in an art museum. And I got to go have you know what with a prostitute?
You're turning it into porn, okay? That's what you're doing.
Golly.
You're turning it into porn, okay? As opposed, you're looking at that stuff instead of just appreciating
look at
the art.
The red light ladies don't know Lance doesn't shoot blanks. If they did, they shouldn't want anything to do with him. I mean, this is terrible to say. That's not...
That is ugly.
We would all take proper... No. I did like... I tell you what, I did like Amsterdam. Amsterdam was really cool. It was really, really pretty. The weather was really, really great. Had a lot of different cultural influences there, like a lot of different food culture. In Sevilla, you get it's Sevilla.
It's Spanish.
And that's it.
That's
they don't speak any other.
Did you have great paella?
I did. I had great paella. We had one time, and then I went and watched a concert on Wednesday. The girl who is a waitress next door. This is actually really cool. This girl who's a waitress. Now I got a little drunk on gin and tonics and was sending Frank the videos, but there was a cover band. There was a band that got together, and they were full of all stars from these 90s to early two. They were like early 2000 bands that would play 90s music from grunge and rock music, and like one member from each of these bands, two members from one band, they got together and formed this one band. But we didn't know that until we got there. McCool said, "Hey, you want to go?" This girl Angie, who is a waitress at this bar we go to right next door, she's going to be singing in a band. I don't know how it's going to be. They're going to do 90s. I said, "Yeah, that'll be cool. Let's go." We get there at 9 o'clock. They are rocking. It was phenomenal. Good. It was phenomenal. Smashing Pumpkins. They did some Jane's Addiction. They did. She sang Alanis Morissette was her song. She did the female songs. Portishead. Alice in Chains, Man in the Box. Like it was almost two hours of nonstop music. They were rocking the whole time. The bar was a lot of fun where we saw it. But what I found out is there's a lot of expats in, they all come to Sevilla. And I talked to a guy, Craig, who moved there during COVID, and they end up just staying. They're like, "Yeah, we're not going back. We're just staying here." But the expats all live in one area. McCool doesn't want. He wants to be immersed in Spanish culture, so he takes Spanish 3 days a week just to tighten it up.
Good for him.
Because they ain't speaking English for you.
No, they.
So I had to get my Spanish
not in
working.
Sevilla, they ain't,
and
no.
Whenever somebody
I'll tell you this: in France, in Belgium, everybody spoke English. Everybody.
Oh yeah,
but
Amsterdam,
in Spain, when I was in Spain, they did not.
Amsterdam, don't worry. But in Spain, they think they're better than.
Yeah,
everybody.
They do. That's well. They
it's a little snooty.
They really are.
In Madrid, there's a little snooty in Madrid.
901 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stephen Schell, he's not snooty.
No, he's not snooty at all. I'm going to take I'm going to do a photo shoot with me and my kids and family of the, and it'll be out soon. We're doing a commercial for the new kitchen that he built for us. It's phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal. The best appliances. You get what you want, right? Your life is, look, at some point, you're not going to take your money with you to the grave. At some point, you have to decide what is going to be for your retirement and what is going to be your life now. How are you going to live your life right now? That's a delicate balance because you want to live a good life right now when you're in the prime of your life. And maybe one of the things you want is an outdoor living space and an outdoor kitchen. And if you want that, I promise you, you really don't need to go anywhere else. But my friends over at Texas Custom Patios, they do an amazing job from the very start of the process to being completely transparent. Their renderings are very, very lifelike, and they will build you an outdoor living space and kitchen and whatever you're looking for that will add tremendous value to your home, but more importantly, tremendous value to your lived experiences. Live your best life with Texas Custom Patios. Go look at the before and afters at TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. God listens to us too.
Zerline Esundron Atoll.